Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Each month, we bring you a conversation with one of our state's leading economists to share with you their thoughts on not only our local economy, but the big picture as well. Today, we have Frank Heffner, the director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, let's start with the big picture, the macroeconomic outlook. What are your thoughts there?
Nationally and internationally, many economists, me included, have bemoaned and voiced problems with policy uncertainty. Internationally, besides the trade war stuff, the best example would be Brexit. They still haven't resolved it. So that has created lots of uncertainty in that trade sphere in Europe. We're not sure how to deal with these kind of uncertainty levels because we don't know how individual firms are necessarily going to act. So, for example, in the United States, even with the trade war, we haven't slumped into a recession. We're now trying to get a handle on, all right, how much of the growth, a lack of growth, has been caused by trade issues, and when will they get resolved? And that kind of uncertainty plays havoc on long-term investments. Interest rates, of course, just got cut. But my thinking is, if you didn't have a viable project at last month's low interest rate, this month's slightly lower interest rate, is not going to make it more viable. So I think we're in for a kind of a slowdown period for the next 6 months.
Do we need to be concerned about the R word?
National Association of Business Economists has increased their probability for that happening. We don't know how close we are to that precipice just because of all this uncertainty. What's been amazing is how well U.S. industry and businesses have chugged along and adapted to a lot of these issues and seem to be doing okay. The downside, though, is the government debt has increased dramatically. But that's a long-term problem, so I think everyone will just kick that can down the road and see what happens later.
And how is all of this affecting us here in South Carolina?
We're still getting low unemployment rates. We have a lower rate of workforce participation in the labor markets. That is, the percentage of people who are of age to work is a lot lower now than it used to be. I haven't seen any good studies on this, but part of our thought process among a number of us is that some of this could be the aging structure of the baby boomers. The population is not dropping, but the available labor force is because of that. So what we're running into still is very low unemployment rates, labor pressure in the sense that employers are having a hard time filling slots, and it's beginning to translate into some wage pressures. In other words, some wages are starting to increase as a result of the labor force tightness.
And so that means that I word, inflation, it might be rearing its ugly head.
Well, let me tell you two predictions I've been making for at least 5 years now. Interest rates are going to go up. Inflation is going to increase. And I'm going to get that right one day, because at the rate things have been happening, we worry about the specter of inflation, but it's been non-existent. So I hesitate to say that we're going to get a wage-induced inflation rate. I don't think that's going to happen because too many other prices have been dropping.
Have the trade wars been an issue for our South Carolina companies?
That's a good one to ask. We really need to do a survey, a micro-type survey of firms to ask that question. It hasn't popped up in the data yet. The only thing that has popped up is a slight blip in number of empty containers coming in and out of the port. We report typically container traffic, but the question is how many of them are actually full. So that's been a slight increase in some months, but that turns out to be pretty variable, I've discovered, from month to month. So I don't see a trend in that yet. So it's hard to say this problem is related to the trade wars. We've seen some issues in terms of automobiles, but it hasn't translated into higher unemployment, and it hasn't translated into reduced GDP produced in the state yet. So we can talk about it, but it's not quite evident there.
Well, Frank, as always, thanks for your time and your insight.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can keep track of what he's up to. Our web address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.